Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the often imitated, never duplicated Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two sites where you can reach us and get the great products. Also, TalkStream Live has been very good to us. TalkStreamLive.com, you can search The Power Hour in the search bar and then see our logo and then listen anytime. And you can see our number, 701-300-5252, 701-300-5252. You can call on your phone and listen to the show pretty much anytime, 24 hours a day. It'll replay that day's show. And, yeah, if you want to call in, 844-769-2944, we will have a little time the first hour. We got news with Uncle Kevin will be here, and there's a lot of news stories, a lot of important news stories. We've been, of course, following this Google deal, and, the ramifications of this are hard to overhype, hard to, overblow. Here. It's big. Later on in the broadcast, we're going to have Cass Ingram. He's going to come on and talk about, among other things, a new product, a collagen product, which is something that we've needed. We don't often add new products, but when we do, you know it's something that there's a reason, and we get the best. And collagen is a hard thing to get because the source, GMO source, but even aborted fetal tissue. It's gross. Anyway, we'll talk about that. Many other things, oregano, different uses for oregano, what have you, with Cass Ingram. Always fun. And, Power Hour Jay is going to come here to talk about something Dr. Abel mentioned at the end of last week. I think you'll want to hear that. So, we're going to do the news now. Uncle Kevin, how's it going?
Great. Absolutely fantastic. Another great day in America.
Yes, it is. Well, or wherever you are across the world, I know we got listeners all over the world. We're glad you're here. This is your home. This is your family. You're a part of this. And I hope that you feel that every day that goes by, I hope you feel, closer to the same like-minded people. We want happy. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free. That's what we want. Starting on the news right before I came on the broadcast on Fox Business, I was watching Senator Hawley, Matthew Hawley from Missouri, new senator, and he was talking about the pending antitrust hearings about Google, about all this censorship, and he sounded basically like a Power Hour listener. He says Google is using their advantage, they're squashing competition, they're stifling innovation, they use the information to God only knows what, and they resist any overtures to get information from them about what they're actually doing. I mean, he said that, right? Well, yeah, that's exactly what's going on. I just thought it was refreshing to have a senator actually say that. The other side of this, there's a story out of SHFT plan. It's really all over. I think we mentioned it a day or two ago, but let's put it together with the pending censorship hearing. USSA government, asked Apple and Google to hand over info on gun owners. So now the government is not only investigating Google and the like for antitrust, or supposedly, but now they want their information. The authoritarian dystopian future has been here for a while now, but this is simply more evidence of humanity's disregard for freedom and independence. The United States government has demanded that Apple and Google hand over any information they have on gun owners in the United States. The U.S. government is asking Apple and Google to hand over information about a scope. And they want all 10,000 users. They want all the information. Their claim is that they want to make sure that the scopes aren't illegally being trafficked outside the country.
Are you talking about those scopes where you look at it and it is connected to your computer and copies everything it sees in the
yes,
in those
yes,
scopes?
Yeah, yes. So they
those are great. Who would use something like that?
Well,
that's insane.
Well, who would use it if you knew that the government's storing the information and then going to track it? I mean, yeah, it is insane. I mean, you can't trust. No, I agree with you.
No. You register your guns. That's just a map of where the guns are for the government.
Forbes indicate that the information is being sought to supposedly aid immigration and customs enforcement. And if you believe that, I got some swamp land to sell you.
Oh, my gosh, that's insane. Is the DOJ doing that? You said government. Is that the DOJ wants it?
Yes, part of the DOJ, part of it. You know, let me get the, yes, part of the Department of Justice. So, you know, one hand, does one hand know what the other hand's doing? They're supposed to investigate them over antitrust. Okay, the Fourth Amendment, ladies and gentlemen, if you can go to your refrigerator, hopefully it's there. This is why this is, these kind of things are so important. This is lawlessness. This is against the law. This is fraud. This is, a blatant violation of our rights. This is 1775 all over again. The government is saying we can have access to your data anytime they want, and they're using for any reason when we deem necessary, we think is expedient, and we're going to use the tech companies and all these information gathering systems as our personal, basically, Fourth Amendment cut around. You're supposed to be secure in your person's papers, effects, and private things. If the government is to get information, they're required by the Bill of Rights that they fill, they get a proper warrant. And with that warrant, specific information, why they want the information and where to investigate the information. No blanket searches. This is the British Empire. This is the Redcoats of 1760s and 70s. This is what made Samuel Adams go out of his mind. This right here. I want to make this perfectly clear. I hope people understand this. The British Empire would make things up against Americans for whatever reason they seem fit, blanket things. Well, I think that you're offending the crown. Well, how am I offending the crown? Well, you are. You're offending them. Well, how? Well, we're going to search your house, and then I'll tell you later.
Yeah, they would just order a general warrant, and they could go in there and search for anything they want to find any contraband or whatever they wanted, they would just take, and that was it.
I'm concerned this antitrust probe, is part of the resolution behind closed doors going to be the government's fine with the censorship as long as Google and them turn over the information to the government? Is that going to be part of how this is going to get resolved?
Boy, I sure hope not, man. I hope they go to jail and do not collect their $100.
I hope you're not holding your breath on that. I just want to make that clear.
I've learned at least a while back that these guys going to jail is going to be a monumental feat.
The NRA, another story. NRA sues San Francisco. I don't know if you remember this. This is very recently. San Francisco, the city of San Francisco, declared the NRA a, quote, domestic terrorist organization. So NRA filed a lawsuit against them in Southern U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California against the city and county for what they did. And also, the gun rights lobby asked the court to step in to instruct elected officials that freedom of speech means you cannot silence or punish those with whom you disagree. Boy,
oh,
isn't
excellent.
That great.
Well, boy, yeah, it is.
Yeah, we'll see how they vote. We'll see how the court handles this.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Joe Manchin, from the Democrat from West Virginia, he believes most gun owners support a bill to expand background checks. Said his bill with Republican Senator Pat Toomey to expand background checks has up to 85% approval in America. And that's with gun owners and everyone else saying, if you go to a commercial transaction, gun show, or on the internet, don't you think you ought to know who wants to buy that gun and for what purpose and what their background is? I don't. It's only been 250 years that people buy guns from each other. See, this is a step to registration. That's
exactly
what this is. I mean, if you're going to, you
can avoid registering your gun at all costs. At all costs, if you can avoid doing it, avoid it.
Just ask Australia. So if you have to get their permission, a background check, so that I can buy a gun, like from you. So my uncle, I want to buy a gun for my uncle. Or he wants to give me one. Or, you know, as we saw in New York, the man who inherited a gun from his father, and somebody broke into his house and he shot him, and instead of arresting the people who broke into his house, the government arrested him for having a quote-unquote illegal gun.
Insane. Yeah, absolutely insane.
Well, it may be insane, but this is where we're at. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, speak of Speaking of Australia, I just saw something on YouTube last night about them taking the guns in Australia. And everyone to a man that they interviewed on them, they said they were only going to take the handguns. You know, they said they were only going to take the handguns and certain other guns. And they lied. They took them all. Antiques that were worth $15,000 to $20,000, guns handed down from their grandparents, they took them all. So don't believe them. They lie.
Well, I read that meme the other day my wife sent me. It said,
that was great.
Yeah, it said the government came to me and wanted to buy my guns back from me, and I was going to, but then I did a background check and found that they're delusional and mental, and that they can't be trusted, basically.
Yeah.
I did a background check on the government.
Yeah, now the Australians, they're in the streets, you know, trying to get their guns back. It ain't going to happen. It's too late. You never, ever give up your guns.
Well, it won't happen without bloodshed. That's just a fact.
Right.
I mean, they can get them back, but it'll take bloodshed. It'll take...
Yeah, they have no guns anymore.
It'll take a bloody revolution.
Yeah, where are they going to get the guns?
Again, I've said it...
Send them some.
I've said it 100 times for new listeners. Please put a copy of the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator. Please know that guns are as American as apple pie and mom. It started this country when Britain wanted to take the guns. The idea that you are free, you are endowed by your creator, and you have the ability and right to decide if you have a gun or not. If they're going to take that right away, there has to be a reason. There has to be a lawful reason. There has to be due process. All of this is in law if they want to take somebody's gun. All of these mechanisms are in law. They act like it's just they can never take guns. The Constitution says that you can never take a gun away from somebody. That's not true. All these mechanisms that they want to do by due process, by law, by the Fourth Amendment, it's all there if they want to do it. So there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. And it stopped an invasion in 1941.
Can't say it enough. Cannot say it enough, ladies and gentlemen. A war was stopped in this country. So don't tell
because
me about...
everybody had guns. Everybody had guns.
New York Times, that bastion of freedom and Americana, praises mass murdering Mao as one of history's greatest revolutionary figures, quote unquote. The New York Times was forced to delete a tweet that praised communist dictator Mao Zedong. It was a post about this date in history. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before or something. It was the day that he died in 1976. And the tweet that, this is from the New York Times, ladies and gentlemen, and said that Mao Zedong literally died one of history's great revolutionary figures. You know, right up there with Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. You know, notice that they don't...
For people who don't know, it's estimated he killed at least 80 million people and as many as 120 million people.
Yeah, the University of Hawaii. The University of Hawaii did a study, and they were conservative around 75 to 80, they said.
Yeah.
And that was...
I was giving them a little general... leeway there, you know.
Well, the New York Times thinks he's a great revolutionary figure.
Great, yeah.
Well, in their mind,
did they offer him the Nobel Prize? He should have got the Nobel Prize for killing.
Like Hitler, Man of the Year, Times Man of the Year.
Yeah.
Well, in somebody's mind, in case you didn't know, Hitler really did get Times Man of the Year.
He did get the Man of the Year.
The people who are working behind the scenes, to them, Mao is a great revolutionary figure. He totally changed culture. He took the Chinese culture, which was very rich, very deep, very historical, what have you, and reversed it in a very short amount of time. It killed massive amounts of people and totally re-engineered their society to a control mechanism. Now you understand why people in Hong Kong are fighting for their lives, and I hope they do not quit, because some things are worth more than your life, ladies and gentlemen. Florida parents won't regain custody of son, 4 years old, after refusing chemo, opting for natural remedies. This is from Fox News. The parents of a 4-year-old Florida boy suffering from leukemia and who refused to allow their son to continue chemotherapy will not regain custody of the child, the judge has ruled. The two parents, parents have a fundamental right to parent their child, the judge said, but that is not one without limits. They were choosing between life and death for their child. How does that judge know? No,
how does he know?
Noah underwent two rounds of chemotherapy before his parents stopped bringing him to treatments. And then they went with, what were the treatments?
Natural.
Yeah, they says that.
Yeah, what did they go to?
CBD oil, fresh foods, alkaline water.
I would have to say the CBD oil in the alkaline water has a better chance of curing them than chemo.
Well, I don't know. Type of cancer, supposedly you got like a 90%. In this type of childhood cancer, supposedly there's a very high rate. But that's not the point. See, the parent who is the parent of this child? I mean, really?
Yeah. Who's in charge of them? Parents.
Yeah, and who makes this decision? Again, this is a medical decision. It's not like they're abusing the child. It was a medical decision.
No. They're getting him treatment. They're just not getting the government sanction treatment.
Japan, and who didn't know this? Japan will have to dump toxic Fukushima nuclear plant water into the Pacific Ocean. Environment minister says, "I will bet dollars to donuts that they already are. They're just telling you about it."
For sure. Yeah, they've been doing that since the accident.
22 surveys. Go ahead.
Supposedly it's killed in a radius of 10 miles or so, all life and next to the reactor.
Well, I've heard reports about that, and I've heard conflicting things. I don't know what the truth is. Obviously, something is going on, and I would side on, you know, probably on the extreme on this.
Radiation is not good for you.
Bingo. Ask Marie Curie.
yeah, and her husband. Both of them got it.
Here's a article from Michael Snyder. This kind of shows the change, you know, America changing. We've been talking about that. And the America that you envisioned, the Bill of Rights, it only lives inside you. 22 surveys which prove that Americans never want to go back to the way America used to be. Here's some surveys that have been conducted recently. According to the American Bar Association, only 38% of all Americans know that the U.S. Constitution is the highest law in the land. Only 38% know that. I wonder why.
That's pretty good. I thought it was, you know, around 20% the way they hide it. I'm encouraged.
Are you?
I'm encouraged. I mean, we don't have to go 80%. We only have to go 60% to bring them up to speed.
This is a survey. These two things don't make any sense if what you say is true. Okay, number one, 38% think the Constitution is the highest law of the land. According to a new survey conducted by Johns Hopkins, Bloomberg School of Public Health, Bloomberg, if you heard that, 76% of Americans support red flag gun laws. 76%.
What'd they ask all lefties?
I don't know who they asked.
Who they polling? Yeah.
Well, I'm just telling you, those two surveys kind of contradict each other. Red flag laws, ladies and gentlemen, are not constitutional. They don't follow
absolutely
the Fourth
not.
Amendment. They don't follow the Fifth Amendment,
exactly.
Due process, Seventh Amendment, trial by jury, First Amendment, right to free association. They do not follow the Bill of Rights. A recent Rasmussen survey discovered that 28% of all Democrats actually believe that it should be illegal to be a member of the NRA. A Rasmussen survey, 28%. To be illegal to be a member of the NRA. I guess it should be, you know, what percent do they think it should be illegal to carry a gun? I'm gonna go on and just read a few of these. 70% of Americans support Medicare for all, a national socialized single payer healthcare system. That seems high to me. It gives the source of these. You can go check this out on thepowerhour.com, the source of these surveys.
So then you're going to be lining up. If that happens, you'll be lining up 6 months to get some skin cancer off you.
Oh, well, whatever the life expectancy
is
now.
And then by then it'll turn into carcinoma and you'll be dead.
Well, whatever life expectancy is, just knock a couple of years off that.
5 years off, bam.
When asked to name the greatest president in their lifetime, who do you think more Americans named than anybody else by a wide margin? Name the greatest president. Yeah, Obama, by a wide margin.
Yeah.
58% of American adults under the age of 35 agree that some version of socialism would be good for the country. Some version. We already have. We have a lot of versions
of socialism.
It's
already here, yeah, and a lot of it.
Almost one-third of all millennials are still living with their parents. Anyway, this is a pretty interesting article. I'm not going to go over all these. 66% of Americans age 18 to 29, 66%, that is, in political terms, that is a massive number, 66% favor the Democratic Party.
That's a lie.
You believe that 18 to 29, you don't think that's right? All
18 to 29? I missed that 18 to 29. I was yawning.
You don't think, how old is your son, what's his name, son-in-law, the one we make fun of? Shouldn't talk to Spurs about it. How old is he? He's about in that.
He's about 40.
Oh, he is? He's that 40. Old?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, mm-hmm. What do I know? 18 to 29.
Well, he's one of them, so, you know.
Oh, he's...
He's a nut. Sorry.
We don't mean if you're a Democrat, you're a nut, ladies and gentlemen. We mean he's a
right.
nut. You just have to know
he's
him.
He's a nut.
You just have to know him.
You have to know him alone.
Let's move on. Taliban threatens you. On a rosier note, my in-laws are coming into town tonight. just wanted to put that out there for everybody who wants to say a little prayer for me. Taliban threatens U.S. with jihad, seizes more land in Afghanistan after failed peace talks. Again, Trump was going to, at Camp David, was going to talk to the Taliban, and all of a sudden some bomb went off and then he stopped. That sounds way too convenient for me. The administration defends Fannie Freddie overhaul before Congress. Trump even floated the idea of privatizing Fannie and Freddie.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, he wants to take them over. They run so poorly.
Treasury's plan shows, this is quote, shows that the GSE, that means government-sponsored enterprise, can and should be reformed to ensure their safety and soundness. Sure. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Of course. Yeah. Australia. Speaking of Australia, there's a ton of wildfires going on, raging like a quote-unquote flamethrower. They're devouring homes, and at least 400 are evacuated. Just crazy. If you know anything about Australia, the heat down there and the brush and what have you. Here's an interesting...
There's fires all over the world. Supposedly, they're dropping flares from black helicopters. Starting them all over the world.
Who knows? I don't know. We don't know that, but it certainly seems odd.
Supposedly.
More news on the other side, and then Cassinger. We're going to have Power Hour J and then Cassinger in the half hour. So good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM Sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Thepowermall.com is where all the great products that we offer, including North American Urban Spice. Kessinger will be on to talk about a new product. I think you're going to want to hear about this. But at the Power Mall, iComplex on sale. Curcumin, you can auto-ship either one of those. Of course, the Strauss Heart Drops, you already know about that. Vitamin C that Dr. Abel mentioned last week, and Jay was going to tell her story coming up. Oreganol, one of those have-to-have things. Oregamax, Oregaspray, Oregaresp, Black Seed Oil, and the new collagen at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. Of course, all the other great things, grown by nature vitamins. If you're not getting your magnesium from the Mother Earth Minerals or Grown by Nature or magnesium oil from Martin Patella, if you're not getting them from those sources, then where are you getting them? Because we're chronically deficient. And if you don't have magnesium or zinc or some of the other things, you have a problem. It's that simple. Any expert that we have on, from Dr. Rogers to Kessinger to whoever, that's a problem. So check out the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. We really appreciate all the new listeners. Of course, we appreciate the longtime listeners too, but it's exciting to get new listeners, and welcome to the family that we have here. We have a special offer for you. We really feel like what we offer at the Power Mall is worthy of your attention. You use the coupon code FIRST10, FIRST10, you'll get a discount on your first purchase, or if you haven't purchased in a while, we appreciate it. This is how we get the money to put which is the fuel to put in the car, the van, the drive down the road, which is the Power Hour. We don't get checks from George Soros. We don't get checks from DARPA. We don't get checks from Apple. Alphabet Inc. is not going to buy the Power Hour. I haven't seen the check. I know Kevin keeps applying for the check from George Soros.
I've applied three times. I sent him,
but he never sends one. We get it from you.
I have not received exactly.
We thank you so much for your purchases, your donations, and your prayers. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Continue to support us. We'll continue to support you in what we do here. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. Here's two stories that I don't know how to take both of them together, but anyway, one story is George Soros, the aforementioned George Soros, is praising Donald Trump, and the other story is Donald Trump just fired or is about to fire Bolton, National Security Advisor, Bolton. Bolton fired George Soros, praising Trump.
You mean Mr. War? Never seen a war he hasn't liked?
It certainly seems that
he
way.
He likes scrap, that guy. He likes to scrap personally, but he likes to have other people scrap.
Right. He likes your sons and daughters to scrap. And
that's
right. He likes bombs to be dropped. That's what he seems to like. So, I got to think that this is good news. Soros praised Trump for his handling of the trade war and going after Huawei, the chip company out of China. So
I wonder what that's about.
That's odd.
That's sort of crazy. Because I'm in full agreement with him. I think he's doing a great job with the trade war and with the Huawei or whatever. Huawei, is that how you say it? Huawei?
I don't know. I say it different every time. I don't know.
You guess. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I probably should. I mean, that's a bad host that doesn't. But I have so much. I mean, really, I have such disdain for China. China is a hellhole. China is a death trap. They will rip you off the street and take your organs while you're still breathing. That's a fact, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
You know, and people say America this, America that. Yeah, America, we got a lot of problems. Our government certainly is terrible. China's whole society is, I am so for these people in Hong Kong. Anyway, let me get off. Anyway, Bolton's gone. Who's going to replace him? I don't know. I think it can only be a good sign.
Maybe I should apply.
Oh, all right. What would be your first act? Let me hear Uncle Kevin's first act.
You want my first act?
Yeah.
I would recall 800 of our forts around the world.
Forts? What year are you? What is this, 1842?
Yeah, exactly.
Bases?
John Wayne.
You mean bases?
Bases. Yeah, bases. 800. That would be my first thing. I would recall them all
Put them on the border. We don't even need a border wall, ladies and gentlemen. We do need a border wall. We need Constantine wire, dogs in the middle, drones, and soldiers on the border. Again, we've solved this problem.
And you said you would even give up one of your dogs to go in between the wire.
I would. I got a dog. He's very good with varmints. He doesn't like armadillos or opossums. I'll tell you that. Anyway, that's enough about my dog. Interesting story from CNN. Squirrels listen in on bird chatter to decide if they're safe, and that's scientifically significant. Squirrels are so smart, they listen to the birds and what have you to see, hey, there's no predator around because there's birds, and then they go. So squirrels are smarter than the average bear, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Natural news. Do you think that California was an isolated? Do you think having Rebecca Friedrichs on here when she's talking about the school system, what's being taught, do you think that's some aberration? Do you think that's the only place in America this is going on? Please do not be, please, for the love of God and the love of your children, do not be so naive. Back to school students are being subjected to a whole new wave of transgender indoctrination, and left-wing lunacy is the name of the article. Children attending public schools in the greater Washington, D.C. area of Northern Virginia had to endure a barrage of propaganda during their recent back-to-school orientation, according to reports. The school district has implemented a new policy implementation procedure, or they call it PIP. They got these little names for it. This year, that covers topics like preferred pronouns, gender nonconforming students, use of gender neutral sports uniforms. What does that mean? And compliance with the demand of the Human Rights Campaign and the Arlington Gender Identity Allies, two pro-LGBT activist groups, APS wants to make its schools as LGBTQ friendly as possible. See, you thought there wasn't supposed to be a religion taught in school. You thought things were supposed to be neutral. You thought your children were learning reading, writing, and arithmetic. Oh, if only.
Wrong.
If only. Natural remedy for trash. Could a plastic-eating mushroom clean up our landfills? That's fascinating. You know, obviously, there's way too much plastic. I'm frustrated. People want to ban straws. When I went to Hawaii, and do you know there's no straws in Hawaii now, Kev? I told you that, right?
Yeah.
It's against the law.
Those paper straws stink. After 3 sucks, they're most. You know?
And that's scientifically proven, right? That the three sucks they missed. Yeah.
I might have let it in the water. I mean, the Coke. No, Dr. Pepper. Sorry, I don't drink Coke. Dr. Pepper for a little bit. But.
Well, I don't know.
And it got soggy, and then it.
I'm frustrated because they can make plastic that's biodegradable. This is what
they
bothers
can.
Me. Why are they not
They've
focusing
had that
on
for
that?
Years.
Yeah. Anyway, a mushroom that actually eats plastic out of the landfill, can they get it to grow in the Pacific Ocean? And that plastic island, that would be a feat.
Well, supposedly, that kid came up with that thing where they could recycle it and make new bottles out of it and make new parts out of it.
You're talking about the clean, the 18-year-old?
Clean up,
the one
yeah.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
mm-hmm.
did that story.
Yeah.
7 reasons why you should always get enough vitamin C. This is vitamin D, very important, also at the Power Mall. As a matter of fact, vitamin D supports healthy bones. Vitamin D supports a healthy immune system that balances and uplifts your mood. If you're a little, especially during winter, seasonal depression is a real thing. Get some vitamin D in you. Get a heavy dose of vitamin D in you and see if that doesn't help your mood, especially in the winter times, fall and winter. Vitamin D supports optimal health during pregnancy, supports a healthy respiratory system. Vitamin D is just fantastic, including brain function. And, of course, we have it over at the Power Mall. Check that out. Give Jay a call. Microsoft and Amazon may destroy humanity with AI research that resembles Skynet from the Terminator movies. That's the name of this article. I love Natural News. You never have to guess what their article's about. I mean, some of these things, you gotta like read it 4 times to understand what the article's about. Anyway, Natural News not like that. You remember the movie Terminator, Kev?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah,
the first one, I was just blown away. That was just unbelievable.
Yes, basically the push, man's push for AI. That's what the story is about.
That's right.
In the future of when the movie occurs in the early mid 80s, this push for AI turned violent when computers basically machines took over and gained some sort of consciousness or whatever. The machines took over and then tried to destroy humanity. That's what the movie Terminator is about. So that's what this article goes into about some of the dangers and why this may not be a movie. This may be a real life situation. Just like humans, plants also have an immune system, and we might be poisoning it. That's interesting. Plants have an immune system.
I agree about that. Yeah, you put nice music in with plants, they grow better. You put screechy noises, they start to wilt.
Naps could be good for heart health. I think naps are just good for anything.
Naps are wonderful.
I think I am pro-nap. I am pro-nap. If you have the ability to take a nap, take them. That's my advice.
Do it.
Newspapers turn to Congress for help against tech companies. So now the newspapers want help. Senior executives from 8 major newspaper publishing companies will head to Capitol Hill to convince lawmakers to do something about the dominance of tech companies over content creators. Executives tell Axios why it matters. This will be just the second time that the newspaper industry has sent members to formally lobby members of Congress. It speaks to the major increase in lobbying efforts that the industry has used in recent years to combat the economic decline of its industry. The big picture, quote, our belief is that the current antitrust laws don't allow us to work together. I view what we're trying to do as rethinking how the game is played. Our challenge is that the industry has no history of publishers talking to members about their businesses because they weren't really any federal issues for them to lobby for a long time. I don't understand this issue here. I understand that Google, the internet is killing newspapers. I understand that issue, but I don't know if that's the issue that they're even lobbying them. I don't even know what they're asking Congress for.
They just want money. That's all it's.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up for me. But really, I mean, even in what he's saying,
their argument that doesn't hold water.
Well, you're right. I don't understand what they're at. Are they asking Google the antitrust the antitrust laws need to be loosened so that the New York Times can work with Google? Or I don't even know what they're really asking for here.
Yeah, me neither. But
I'm sure they'll tell us.
But it's just about money. That's all it's about. Give us $1 billion and we'll be happy.
New blood tests could help identify troops and veterans with PTSD. I was shocked that the study, there's a wide variety, so that makes me a little suspicious. But still, I mean, most people agree. Somewhere around 15% of veterans, up or down, are suffering with PTSD. 15% plus or minus.
Yeah, that stuff could be that stuff could be serious too. That's real. I knew somebody who had that, and that's real. Absolutely.
And so we really want to help our veterans. You know, when you're under stressful situations, I hate to go back to the Power Mall. That's why we have the Power Mall. Magnesium, you need magnesium, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that'll calm you down.
And vitamin D actually helps your mood. McDonald's to automate drive-through.
You don't get the vitamins in your food. You don't get the vitamins in your food these days. It's almost vitamin depleted.
Right. If you don't buy things from the Power Mall and the things that we offer, you know, that's fine. I wish you would. You probably should. But if you don't get them from us, where are you going to get them? Please don't buy from Amazon.
Right.
Don't buy from
Who doesn't have it? Yeah. What does Natural News say? Over 4,300.
That wasn't just Natural News. That was other investigators.
Wall Street Journal too?
Yeah, that was a Wall Street Journal article said that wasn't just Natural News saying that.
That's big.
McDonald's.
So you don't know what you're getting on Amazon.
No, you don't. McDonald's to automate drive-through. McDonald's said Tuesday, and buy for the good guys too. I hate to keep harping on this, sound like an infomercial, but really, I mean, this is part of the movement. This is part of you doing something. Vote with your dollars. Dollars speak.
That's right.
McDonald's said Tuesday.
It keeps us going.
McDonald's said Tuesday it has agreed to acquire a company that's trying to automate the drive-through. It's a fast food giant's third tech-focused deal this year. They want to automate drive-through. Just what we need. You know, this whole push for minimum wage, $15 an hour, all that's going to do is drive people out of work. That's it. Because companies like McDonald's are going to say, $15 an hour, let's see. Let me do the actuaries. Yeah. And if I buy this robot is almost zero maintenance once I pay for it. Let me do that.
It's the beginning of the Terminator.
let's not say that. It's the beginning of the rise of mankind, where we realize our power and what's going on. Soros fuels dark money judicial group that fights Kavanaugh, Trump nominations. Speaking of George Soros, the aforementioned, he won't send us any money, even though Uncle Kevin keeps asking. Say goodbye to temporary filing. Scientists successfully use a gel to regrow tooth enamel. Scientists can now regrow tooth enamel. What a great story.
Enamels, that is a great story. Where is that? I need that.
Enamel is the mineralized substance that protects the surface of the teeth. Of course, they now have a gel to repair itself. Until now, we have not been able to reproduce. But the team of researchers from the School of Medicine in Xinjiang has developed a gel that makes enamel repair itself. We'll see how long.
I got to go to China for it, huh?
Well, yeah, just watch your organs if you go.
Yeah, if you're one of the ruling class, you can do anything you want in there. You can kill somebody, slice somebody's throat, cut off their arm.
Yeah.
If you're one of the ruling class, you nothing happens to you. Sort of like here.
Yeah, what I was about to say, what's the difference between what's the difference?
I know. I got that. You saw I snuck that in, didn't you?
Yeah. We got a caller, and then we got also Power Hour J is waiting patiently. So let's go to a caller. Sherry in Kansas, you're live on the air. So good to talk to you. What's on your mind, Sherry?
Daniel and Kevin, good day.
Good day.
Hello.
My son was in the military for 20 years, and he told me that when they take you, send you to somewhere where you might contract malaria, they put you on a low-dose antibiotic every day you're over there. Mm. And then when they get you back, they do something to make sure that you didn't contract malaria. They kind of give you something to nuke it. But you know how they say that your gut bacteria helps you make your neurotransmitters.
Yes.
Well, they don't tell you anything about taking a probiotic. And so these guys get, besides all the other stuff they see and have to do, that may affect the way they're thinking. And then they probably send them to a shrink, and then they give you something to mess you up even more.
This is a great, this is such a great, I'm so glad that you called, Sherry. The connection between the gut and brain, mood, whatever. I'm glad that you brought that up. If there's any veterans out there and they want to buy some probiotics. Look, today, the rest of the week, I'll tell Jay. Jay's listening, and she can deal with it. But 20% off on the probiotics, any kind of probiotic you want. We want to do whatever we can to help you. And I hate even saying this, and people have pride and what have you. If you're a veteran and you just can't afford some of these things, you're in a position of need, please let Jay know. We'll do what we can to help you. I so feel for veterans. My heart is so there. I thank you so much for sharing that. Sure. Sherry, God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
And you got to keep your gut healthy. Your gut healthy is the key to your whole body being healthy.
We got Power Hour J is waiting in the wings. Now, the end of last week. Oh, first, let's bring, she's still there. Let's bring her on. Jay, you there?
I am, Daniel. Hello.
Well, there you are with bells
on. Jay.
Very good.
Hi.
Very good to talk to you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Daniel, and thanks for having me on. I was listening to the show last Friday with Dr. Abel, and strangely enough, I have been suffering with floaters in my eyes for the last 8 months, and I didn't know what to do with it, so of course I go on my search engine, and I always use Start Page, and nowhere it tells you how to, deal with it. It just tells you no surgery. There's nothing really that can be done with it. And when I heard Dr. Abel was on last Friday, I actually texted you that for my benefit, ask him about floaters, please. And because that was for me. And I heard him say that if you take 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C per day, it's going to help. Well, of course, I already take vitamin C, but I don't take enough. So I'm in there getting my North American Urban Spice Pure Leaf Tea out, and I'm just dumping vitamin C in me. I took about 8, and never thought about it. But I continued doing it Saturday and Sunday. I just, like Dr. Cass says, hit it hard. So I did Saturday and Sunday, not even thinking about it, just, okay, I'm going to try this mega vitamin C ordeal. Well, I got up Monday morning, and I went outside. I have a screened-in patio in the back. And I went out and was just enjoying some fresh air. And I'm looking around, not even thinking about it. And all of a sudden, it hit me. Daniel, my floaters are gone. I have just a few. I'm not saying all of them are gone. But I had a lot where it was bothering me to even drive. It didn't matter if it was day or night. But they don't affect your vision. But they're just floating around in your eyeballs. And you can see them. And you can look up, down, sideways, and there's these floaters. So I'm looking around Monday morning, and I'm just, looking up and down and sideways. And, oh, my God, Daniel, such a difference. I immediately got on the phone and called Catherine. I said, you will not believe this. So I told her, that I had listened to the show last Friday, and that is, I'm not completely cured, but there's only like a few. I mean, it's so amazing that it worked so fast. And on any website that I went to, they never mention increase your vitamin C intake, and it'll help with floaters. So that's my story on the floaters.
Well, this is fantastic. I mean, obviously, Dr. Abel, having people like Dr. Abel on, really, ladies and gentlemen, you do not know what a forefront of the industry that Dr. Abel is. I mean, this isn't just your eye doctor down at the local Walmart. I mean, this guy is an eye doctor's eye doctor. And he said at the end of last week, you weren't the only person asked about floaters. There were email questions also. And he said, if you take good vitamin C, that it should firm up I can't remember what he called it. And I didn't really think much of it. You took a proactive approach. I'm shocked that in 3-4 days you've seen such a difference, because you went from it sounds like you had an issue. It wasn't just, I got a couple floaters. It sounded like, these are starting to be a nuisance to me. This was more than just, one or two.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Both eyes had, like I said, I just walking around my neighborhood because I like to take walks. It's irritating. It doesn't hurt. It's irritating because you can see them. They're just floating around in whatever your eye stuff. I just doubled down on the vitamin C all weekend, and I never even imagined, Daniel, not even that by Monday they would be just, I mean, they're just about all gone. I can honestly say they're about all gone, and I won't let up on my vitamin C ever.
I don't blame you. Well, another thing is about that vitamin C from Cass is a source of, we had Dr. Rogers look at that one time, and she was so impressed with what kind of vitamin C that was. Natural things work, ladies and gentlemen. This is key, and even talking to Cass here in, 10, 15 minutes, natural things work. That's like the story about the parents who had their child taken away because they were going to do a natural treatment for cancer. Natural things work. You just have to have the right natural things. And, you can't get your vitamin E from a big box store, from Walmart or whatever. You just can't. You got to get the high quality stuff, and it works. That's been my experience.
Daniel, I pulled this off of North American Urban Spices website. And it just to read a few sentences, synthetic vitamin C is genetically engineered and is inferior to natural flavonoid-rich vitamin C. There is in this product, which is the Purely C capsules, is what I've always taken. And you're right, we did send those to Sherry Rogers one time, and she was like, that is the top of the top on vitamin C. This one has no synthetic vitamin C. It's your percentage of daily vitamin C from Camu berries, rose hips, Coriora powder. It's a natural source and wild source of vitamin C, made only from whole food sources, free of all synthetics.
Wow.
Hand-picked Camu.
Well, there you go. Power Hour Jay, thank you for sharing that story. When you call 877-817-9829, usually Jay is who you're going to talk to. And leave a message if you can't get through. She will get back to you. Thank you so much. Jay, God bless you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Love
Cass you guys. Ingram on the other side. The Power.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy.